Has a werewolf ever mooned you? It's happened to me a time or two. You never see it coming, when it happens, better start running. And yes, in your pants, there's some poo.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Not Your Normal Books. My name is Kaylin. How are you guys doing today? I am doing pretty good. If you guys were in Cleveland last weekend for the Harry Potter bar crawl, I'm going to apologize for the very, very bad drunken karaoke I did. If you guys weren't there, thank you. I did not have to subject you to that. Will I ever be doing karaoke again? Probably again when I'm very drunk. I will never do it sober. It's been a week. Hope you guys' week has been going pretty good. So, not really much to go over in a little bit of an intro, so we are actually going to get right into our book, which our book is Abracadabra by Crystal Ash. Now, our characters in this are Melody, Connor, Hunter, Rena, Rue, and Razvan. Melody and Connor got jobbed at the Krang Falls Carnival, Connor doing his acrobatic stilt routine, while Melody becomes the ring mistress. Their last one, along with most of the other performers, left to go to Vegas for tryouts of some sort, which kind of makes me think it was like America's Got Talent or something like that, or like a Cirque du Soleil open enrollment call. I don't know. Do they do like open enrollment calls for Cirque du Soleil? There's a meeting where everyone that's in the carnival is told what's going on and what's going to happen. And that's where Melody and Connor meet Razvan. And now Razvan is a fire breather and sword swallower. How they meet him is he is showing off. So he's doing this. I think he's juggling swords or knives. I'm pretty sure it's swords. He's juggling them, and then he throws them up in the air, and then he catches them one by one with his mouth and throat. Which I don't think I've ever seen sword. Wow, why can't I talk today? Sword swallowing in real life before, but I'm pretty sure I've seen it in TV and movies, and I remember watching something. Nope, sorry, this was the breathing fire. I've never seen that in real life, but I remember watching some sort of, I don't think it was a reality show, and it wasn't quite a documentary, but they were talking about being a fire breather, and like kind of what they do to make sure that they themselves don't get burnt. So like, I know that there's like a lot of practice that has to go into that, and truthfully, it scares me shitless because I've seen so many times where it's gone wrong. And this is mostly just from people trying to do the shots where it's on fire. And it's mostly happens with guys with beards. Well, they take the shot and all of a sudden their beard becomes like inflamed. The most I've ever done is I caught a gas can on fire and was throwing that around because I was freaked out, and almost caught my house on fire. So, I'm not a, I'm not one that is to, I'm not allowed to play with fire or try to light campfires or anything like that.
Anyway.
After Raz does this, he goes over to where Melody and Connor are, and he apologizes for scaring them, but then goes on to hit on her as well. Even though you can tell that she's with Connor. Later that day, Melody is going around and talking to all the performers to kind of figure out what their acts are. And like, as ring mistress, she has to come up with some dialogue to where she can introduce them. Because you can't just exactly say, oh, next up is this. No, with this, you have to be just like, you have to give a little talk, like I'm trying to think of something that I know that would think. Like, if you're going to a show or whatever and there's an MC, that MC is going to pump everyone up for the next act. And that's kind of what Melody has to do as ringmistress. So she needs to figure out what these groups are doing and kind of think of a way to introduce them that's going to get the crowd very hyped up. And when she gets over to the burlesque group, she finds Raz there with them. And he has this girl on his lap. And this girl's name is Allie. And, you know, she sees that Allie is becoming very territorial towards Raz. And she's just like, you know what? I'm going to back off. I already have Connor. I don't want anyone else. Even though Connor is kind of like pushing her to find someone else along with him. He's not saying don't, like, he's not saying give up on me, but we'll get into this in a little bit. But with Allie acting so territorial, it turns Raz off so much. So Raz has this, I hate to say it, but it's a love him and leave him type thing. He is not one for relationships. And the thing is, he's never promised a relationship to Allie. He's just like, she knew what was going on. She just got her hopes up a little bit. So, like, it's not really my fault that she's acting this way when it kind of is. But even though he told her, like, straight up, I don't know. This one's a hard one. Just with how their relationship stances and kind of the way that Raz treats women, and he doesn't treat them badly, but he doesn't treat them great. Really as well. Anyway, we're gonna get out of that before I say something that gets me really in trouble. So nope. Melody is talking to one of the other burlesque dancers and is getting kind of like, she's explaining, this is what we do, this is what our group does. Here's like some, like, they're just basically, they're talking shop. And so Melody's just like, okay. She goes, well, Raz, I'll get with you later. He goes, well, we can talk now. She's just like, okay, would you want to go for a walk? So they do. They walk, they talk about his group, and we find out that Raz is originally from Romania, and that he has been doing this for the last some odd years, and we already know that there are shifters And so Melody is kind of getting this vibe from him that, Raz isn't just human. And so she finds out that, yeah, he is a shifter, but Raz has a, he didn't have the best life. So he is very cagey when it comes to saying what sort of shifter he is. But when they're walking, they also see that she also feels like there's another shifter around and it's not Raz, and they're seeing this white wolf just out of the background, and Raz is just like, oh, looks like you gotta admire it's another shifter. And she's just like, yeah, I think it's the wolf family that we help escaped at the last carnival that we were working at. And they start talking a little bit about that, and Raz is like, tell him that you're not scared, that you would like to meet him and stuff. So that's what Melody does. She says all this out loud, and but we see this wolf just go away. So Melody goes back to the trailer, camper, RV that's Connor's. And when she gets there, like, Connor is in this extremely like pissy mood, and she can't figure out why. And like, she when she gets back, she goes, oh, I did all my rounds. And he took it as one way, which is a more sexual way of thinking about it. But she just means, oh, I just talked to everyone and got info on all the acts that are going on tonight, or that are going on this weekend. And they get into a little bit of a fight about this, and we learn a little bit more about Connor's past love life, where he had a fiance and they got engaged before he left for the Marines. And when he came back, he had lost his legs in a bombing. And so he's just like, yeah, she stayed with me for a little bit, but soon enough, it got too much for her and she left. And so he's thinking the same thing, that Melody's going to be the same way, where it's going to get too much for her. And that's why he keeps on saying, I'm not your boyfriend. You're better off trying to find someone else. And this really hurts Melody when he keeps on saying this. And so they get into a little bit of a fight, but they end up making up. And but he does ask her. He's just like, why? He goes, I know I'm not the easiest person to be with, and I just don't understand why you want to be with me. And she looks at him and she goes, because I love you. Later that day, her and Connor are going to go work on his routine, and they see this wolf walk up to them, and Connor starts freaking out, and Melly's just like, no, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Well, then we see this wolf turn into a man, and he's just like, hi, my name is Hunter. I want to say thank you for saving me and my two kids, whose names are Rena and Rue. They're back at my den, but they would actually like to meet Melody to say thank you as well. And so they're just like, come back tomorrow and then come meet us and everything. So Connor sees that Melody feels something towards Hunter. And it's, I think right now, what something that Connor could see is a, I think right now it's made me admiration that is eventually might turn into something else. Because what I think Melody could be thinking is that hearing this, and we're gonna hear the story more of what Hunter went through. And here's the thing. She could be thinking that, he has all of the best reasons to hate humans, but he is willing to come up to her and Connor and be just like, thank you. Like, he could have just disappeared, forgot everything about them, and then him and his kids could have gone on and everything. And doing that, I mean, that takes a lot of strength even when you've been wronged. And here's the thing, Connor tells her that he doesn't mind if she sees both him and Hunter, or even him, Hunter, and Raz. But when Hunter and the kids come the next day, he's starting to wonder if there's anything he can do to repay them. And before he asks this, we actually get to hear a little bit more about Hunter's past. So Hunter and his kids, they were part of a pack. And after a little while, their pack became hunted to where they had to all disperse. But Hunter and his kids were captured and then given drugs so then they could only do a half shift and then sold to a carnival. And I said this, Hunter asked if there's anything he can do to repay them, and Connor's just like, there's one thing. And as soon as he says it, Melody's just like, no. And with this, Hunter's all for it. Hunter's just like, yeah, if it's just one time, then I'd be up for it. And what the two men are suggesting, or suggest, holy fuck, suggesting, is that Hunter perform as the Wolfman. Now, Melody does not feel comfortable with this at all. She's just like, you just got out of doing this. Are you sure you want to go back in and do this? And he's just like, yes. So they come up with a few rules. One, the money that they're going to get is going to be split three ways. So everyone's going to get a fair share. The second rule, no one will know Hunter's true identity. They will tell Neil, who is the owner of the carnival, but they will never. Like, they'll tell him that we have a special guest coming on. They will never exchange names. No one will know what the Wolfman's true identity is. So that's rule number two. Rule number three, the children will not be part of it at all. That is like her one big rule. When it's time for Razvan and his troop to go on, things go. This is either in the beginning or the end of the performance, and I cannot remember which one, but Razvan comes over and kisses Melody, and it's not like what Psycho did to her in the last book. But as soon as they kiss and then she goes back on stage, she turn like she sees Allie and she sees like these tears welling in her eyes and she's just like, oh God, no, I don't want to be part of this, anything like this again. But so after that, it's time for Melody and Hunter to go on. Now, they had worked on their routine for a good while before they went on, and Melody is going to be out there with him the entire time. So she tells the audience not to be afraid that she has a friend with her, and this friend is named Mr. Wolf, and he is not going to hurt them. They do this act, and at the end of it, she asks if there's anyone who would like to come up to meet Mr. Wolf, because that's what she just calls him the entire time, Mr. Wolf, Mr. Wolf, Mr. Wolf. And no one's doing anything at first. And then this little girl, she had to be between, I think they said the age, but I can't remember. But this little girl comes up, she go and she's just like, would it be okay if I hug Mr. Wolf? And Melody looks over at Hunter and he gives her a signal saying that it's okay. They worked out these signals beforehand and everything else. And so Hunter bends down, wraps her in a hug, hugs her, and then the little girl, and then after this little girl's mom, like, literally, like, pulls her right off the stage. Because, I can see how a parent would be terrified of something like this, but this little girl was so brave in doing this that no one else wanted to. And it goes, and this act goes great lengths to show that Hunter is not some mindless killer or circus freak, that he is just a regular person like you and me, but he can turn into a wolf. Afterwards, Hunter goes and gets his kids because they're going to celebrate. And the kids had stayed at the den all day. So he's going to go get them. They're going to come. They're going to celebrate. And, Connor has done some thinking. And he tells her, he goes, I would actually like to be your boyfriend. And she goes, what? And he goes, well, I love you too. And he's just like, even if I'm not the only one that carries that title, I'm fine with it. So they're all eating, they're all celebrating. And as everyone is getting ready to leave, Allie comes over and starts yelling at Melody. And you see Raz with this huge red palm print on his face. And like Allie's just like, not Allie, Melody tells Allie, men tend to do what they want, and that Allie can have Raz, but she thinks that Allie can do better. Connor thinks that Melody acted a little harsh, and she might have, but here's the thing. You have to remember the way that Melody grew up. She grew up with men constantly coming into their lives, their mom being used by men. And then once their mom got pregnant, the men leave. And it was just never-ending cycle of I'm gonna guess emotional and physical abuse. And so when and Melody wants to break that cycle. So Raz was acting just like another man that that her mother would take. And she's just like, you know what? No, I can't, I'm not going to do this, because then it's just going to be repeating the cycle. Which what she doesn't understand right now is that she still is repeating that cycle. If that makes any sense. It will become clear as the books go on. Raz ends up staying with Allie for the night, but not in a sex sort of way. She's very drunk, so she wanted to make sure that, one, she didn't go after Melody again. Two, she doesn't choke on her own vomit. And three, she doesn't get raped during the night. In the morning, he goes over to Connor's trailer and he finds Connor outside, and he says that, you know, I would like to talk to Melody and just kind of clear the air and everything. And Connor's just like, you know what, I would give it a couple days. It's like the next day, it's still going to be fresh. Nothing you're going to say is going to help. Just back off for a little bit. He's just like, all right. But they start talking for a little bit, and Rez says something like how he didn't want to see the sunset alone or something like this. And this kind of gets Connor to go, what? And Rez just like, oh, you don't know. I'm a dragon shifter. End of book two. So we get a lot of new information in this book. We learn a little bit more about Connor. We learn more about Hunter. We're now just meeting Razvan, which we'll learn more about him as we go on. And we're still getting little pieces of information about Melody's past as well. We know majority of all of Melody's past, but we'll learn more as it goes on. And do I personally think Melody acted out of do I think Melody acted more harshly than she needed to with Raz and during her confrontation of it? Yes, I did. But place anyone who's been in a situation like that, and it's always going to be a knee-jerk reaction. Because if it's something that you've had to do over and over and over again in your life, then yeah, it's going to kind of stay like that. We learn that all of the men are around the same age. I think Connor's the oldest at 25. They're all pretty young, but the thing is, none of them act like it. Like, they've all lived these lives that have made them older than they seem. Melody doesn't act like an 18-year-old. I remember what I acted like an 18-year-old. I was a little shit at an 18-year-old. Like, I thought the world is my oyster. I am the most important person. Like, I'm going to do things that I want to do. And yeah, I was a complete little shit back then. But you see, Melody, she is thinking long-term things right now. She's thinking, okay, I've gotten away from my mother. I am going to get as much money as I can to get my siblings away from my mother. You've got Connor, who at a younger age, or within the past, we'll say 5-6 years, went into the military, was sent overseas, was wounded and sent back. And you kind of see how his life has taken this huge toll on him. Then you've got Hunter. We'll learn more and more about Hunter as we go. But you can see that I think Hunter's only like 20. He might be 26. I don't think so, though. But they're all in their early to mid-20s. All the men are in their early to mid-20s. And you see him with two children that he is taking care of. We find more about the kid's mother as the books go on. And now we're also meeting Raz, and his, I will say Raz's backstory is so heartbreaking. And also, I think there are some people that could relate a lot to kind of what Raz's backstory is, and we'll get into that once we get there. But yeah, I have to say, this is like I have not been in a I want to read a supernatural type book lately. I just haven't had like an inkling to do that. But I started reading this series, got sucked in right away. It's fantastic that way. It's great when a book within its first like couple paragraphs just like draw you in, you're sucked in, you don't want to put down the book. That's what makes it such a great read. So if you guys haven't read this yet, please do. It is fantastic. There's a lot of stuff that I don't go on about. There are some very, very steamy scenes coming up in the next couple books. So yeah. Yeah, that's it for me, guys. So if you guys want to follow me on social media, you guys can do that on Instagram at Not Your Normal Books Podcast. You guys can email me at notyournormalbooks@gmail.com. Any book suggestions, thoughts, feelings, your own takes, anything like that. Yeah, anything. If you guys have a really good with this, if you guys have a really good circus or carnival stories that you would like to share, I would love to hear those. If you want me to read them on air, I can do that. Just let me know within the email. Yeah, and that's it. So I'll see you guys all next week.